I'll start that again. I think we might have David on the line there now. On Monday, Astronomy Ireland will conclude its lecture, its online lecture series for 2023 with a lecture entitled The Science of Santa Claus. As I said, I'm joined on the line by David Moore, CEO of Astronomy Ireland and also Editor-in-Chief of Astronomy Ireland magazine. David, have we got you this time?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly now. And I apologise about that breakdown in technical problem. I don't know what was happening there. David, first of all, how are you?
Very well. Very excited, not only about the Christmas lecture next week, but also the big meteor shower that's coming 2 days later.
Okay.
I will have two nights of the best shower of the year. So okay. Very exciting Christmas for us.
And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the latter shortly. Now, David, this is an extraordinary and fascinating team for a lecture. Tell me more.
Yes. Well, every month we try to get usually a professional astronomer to explain in simple terms some aspect of their work. So it can be anything from spacecraft, rockets, to right the way down to the Big Bang and the complex cosmology behind that. And even, you know, mundane things like using telescopes. In fact, our New Year lecture is all about photographing galaxies. It's aimed at the general public, especially families and kids, no knowledge of space. And this year, we got an offer from one of our regular speakers, Dr. Steve Barrett from University of Liverpool, who's going to zoom in and tell us all about the science of Santa Claus.
Now,
if he really does deliver across an entire planet in one night, are there any laws of physics that he might be breaking?
Now, David, just for our listeners, tell us who Steve Barrett is. He's a doctor anyway, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a professional scientist in the University of Liverpool, teaching physics and complicated subjects like that by day. But at night, he's a mild-mannered astronomy popularizer. They've actually awarded him, the British Astronomical Association, our counterpart in the UK, with the Sir Patrick Moore Award for communicating science. So he's well used to talking to the general public as well as academic friends, but the general public, of course, don't know all the jargon, don't know all the maths, so he's going to simplify it. So it'll be sort of a tongue-in-cheek way of learning a bit about astronomy, the universe, and how it all works, while considering the unique phenomena that is Santa Claus.
And David, why would anyone doubt that Santa is real? I mean, is it because they just don't understand the science of it?
Well, this is the thing, you see. I shouldn't spoil the lecture. I haven't actually heard the lecture myself, but I can see where he's coming from, because you often hear each Christmas of various facts about how fast Santa would have to move. And, you know, there is a limiting factor in the universe, the speed of light. Nothing can go faster than that. You can never get your presents delivered that quickly. So the thing is, even if you're going slower than that, it turns out there are other problems that some people have come up with. But he's not going to disprove that Santa Claus can do it. So it's going to be very interesting to find out what spin he has on the physics of it all.
Yeah, because the intriguing question on everyone's mind is, how is it possible that one man that can visit every single home on the planet of this of the Earth and the size that it is in one night? Now, I know there's first of all, we have different time zones, of course. That is one explanation as to how he might get around in one night as well. So it's not just so many hours. There's different lots more added hours because of the different time zones of the world. Isn't that right? But it is the intriguing question on everyone's mind, isn't it?
Exactly, and you can see how, you know, a problem like how does Santa do it can be turned into a scientific problem. How much time has he got? How many houses has he got to visit? What's the total path length between them all? How do you calculate if it's possible or not? Or what speed would you have to travel at in order to do it, which is a more realistic question. And I won't spoil the lecture. People have to come and listen to Steve Barrett. He's considered this issue for many more years than I, at a much more academic level, and come up with simple explanations. destinations for people on Monday night. So if you want to know the actual final answer, I'm afraid you'll have to get a ticket on astronomy.ie.
For sure.
For Monday night. For, 7 o'clock, by the way. Gather the whole family.
7 o'clock, because, yeah, it is. I mean, it's definitely worth zooming into there for the person who says, ah, sure, there's no such thing as Santa. Of course there's such thing as Santa. And as I say, it looks like Dr. Barrett is going to explain it in very, very simple terms how he matches the science with actually, Santa nearly violating the laws of physics by exceeding the speed of light.
Yeah, and he has a slight spoiler alert. He is not going to prove, he tells us, that Santa is impossible according to the laws of physics. So if you're hoping to get a proof that Santa is impossible, you will be disappointed on Monday night. But if you want to hear the fun behind all the science and what some of the real constraints are, then you'll enjoy the talk on Monday night. It's an unusual Christmas lecture for us. Normally it's about, you know, something big that's happened during the year. But this was an intriguing talk. We just couldn't resist for this Christmas.
Now, this lecture is online on Monday. Is it through Zoom, or is that how it works, sir?
It's through Zoom, yeah.
Through Zoom.
And Zoom is very, very easy to use, so you can practice for about 15 minutes beforehand. We'll open up the actual Zoom session. Hopefully you'll get it on your phone or your laptop or device.
Right.
You can project onto the big screen. The whole family can watch on this, any smart TV. And it's great that we can do this now for all 32 counties on this island, because we are Astronomy Ireland, not Astronomy Dublin. The talks used to be held physically only in Dublin. Now, you could have gotten a DVD in the past, but now people can watch it live with people no matter where they are. In fact, technically, they can watch it abroad. And even in space, the International Space Station have an internet link that would do it.
Okay. And in order for people to get involved in this, they have to register, isn't that right?
Yeah, so go along to astronomy.ie. It's the featured subject on the homepage for the next few days, being the Christmas lecture, so you won't miss it. If ever you're wondering about the next lecture, just go to the events section. You'll see lots of events coming up in January and February and beyond, everything from watches with telescopes, giant barbecue next summer with some of the biggest telescopes in the world. And then what happens in the sky, that's in our magazine, which you also see you can give a gift subscription to. So mm-hmm. The only budding astronomers out there, send them our way. We're always looking for new members, especially beginners.
Of course. And how long will the lecture go on for? Is it an hour long?
Yeah, we typically, speakers talk about 45 minutes, and they'll take questions as well at the end. So, you know, it won't keep especially young kids up very late. I think they're still at school, are they, next week?
They are at school until the early part of next week.
So it's a school night, but it won't be a late night.
Right, and they're going to be learning. And they're going to be learning anyway.
The online lectures start a bit earlier than the physical ones used to.
Yes.
And they'll be learning.
They'll be learning. David, tell me about the meteor showers.
Yeah, this is the other big thing that everyone could do from their backyard. Technically, it's building in strength up to the peak next Wednesday night and Thursday night. The actual peak happens between the two dates. So Wednesday night will be great, and Thursday night will be great. And it's called the Geminid meteor shower, because all the meteor shooting stars appear to point back to the constellation of Gemini. But you don't need to know where that is. You'll see them anywhere in the sky. It's just if you note where they're all pointing back to, and you look and you knew the stars, you said, oh, that's the constellation of Gemini, which is what they did centuries ago when they first started spotting these showers. And this is the strongest one of the year. And this year, there's no moon in the sky. So people who live away from streetlights will get an incredible view, the best they're going to get of the best meteor shower there is. So we really want people to count how many they see every 15 minutes. Just record your location and send us, it's on our website, send us a list of what time you viewed, how many you saw, and that has great scientific value, because that's how we know this is the best meteor shower of the year. There aren't research astronomers, enough of them all over the world, watching meteor showers, so they rely on the general public to do it. So we've had hundreds, if not thousands, of people out in years past, and we'll publish a big report in a coming issue of the magazine with all the counts that people send in. And I'm looking back at my counts, I've seen 20 in 15 minutes from a suburban location where there are a few streetlights, because this particular shower is known for producing very bright ones. So even people in towns and cities can have a look, and people in rural locations are going to get a free celestial fireworks from dusk till dawn for two nights, Wednesday and Thursday next week.
And
you'll see astronomy.ie where to send your report.
And briefly, just very briefly, the weather is okay for these, is it?
Well, the great thing about being a national organisation is, with all 32 counties watching, even if it's terrible weather, someone will get breaks in the clouds.
Okay.
And if you don't, just keep watching, because even when the forecast is bad, there can be breaks. Of course, it works the other way around. When
okay.
the forecast's good, there can be bad guys too.
David, we'll have to leave it there. Now, just again, quick, the lecture is on Monday night at 7 p.m. You have to log on to astronomy.ie, register, and it's €5 and for all the family. Sounds like a fascinating place to be on Monday, and there's no doubt that Santa exists, as children all around Kilkenny, throughout the country, and indeed the world, will attest to on Monday fortnight, Christmas morning. David Moore, CEO of Astronomy Ireland, thank you as always for joining me on Kilkenny Today, and a very happy and peaceful Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Okay, take care.